Every year in the middle of January, we remember Jan Palach. On January 16th of 1969, 5 months after the Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia, he doused himself with petrol and set himself alight on Prague's Wenceslas Square. In a letter, he wrote that he wanted to awaken his fellow citizens from apathy and resignation following the invasion. 3 days later, he died, and his funeral was attended by tens of thousands of people, a demonstration for freedom and democracy that the invasion had crushed. The 20-year-old from the grey little town of Šetaty, just north of Prague, became an international symbol of the tragedy of Czechoslovakia. But does his sacrifice still mean something to today's young Czechs? Pupils and staff from a secondary school named after Jan Palach in Prague were among those attending a commemoration ceremony in Šetaty on Saturday. David Vaughan's report starts with a headmaster of the Jan Palach school, Michal Musil.
In our school, every year, we have, in that week, we call it Palach's week, competitions, especially in poetry, in music, in drawing, and so on like that. And some of these students which are out here are part of it.
Malinký člověk padá zas a zas na země. Matička. Jak ta s ním nakládá?
Accompanied by his classmate Jan on the saxophone, 16-year-old Martin recites a poem by the poet and lyricist Josef Kainar. Martin is in no doubt about Palach's legacy.
Ten vlastně ten čin, co se tady stál, to prostě pro ty lidi v té době.
I wasn't around then, but I know from my parents and grandparents that what he did helped to wake people up. Heaven forbid that we should find ourselves in a similar situation again. But if ever we do, I hope that someone will turn up who will once again bring the nation together like that. It's up to us young people to try to change the future and make it better. What happened then mustn't happen again.
Jan Palach's self-immolation was an extreme act, and it has always been controversial. It is also the nightmare of every parent or teacher. So how does Michal Musil, as headmaster of the Jan Palach school, reconcile this with his admiration for Palach?
Well, it's not easy to explain, especially now, in nearly 40 years after. It is a totally different period, but I think personally that an act of Jan Palach was really, really brave act, and it was a symbol for people that in the time after the invasion. And now, if we speak to our students or schools, we say, well, think of the period now. Of course, we are in different times, but still there are some threats, so think of it. But don't do that, of course. But you should think of it, and you should know what really Jan Palach did.
And here's Martin again.
We've got elections coming up, and we should think about the next 4 years. Of course, people have the right not to vote. They say that the politicians are nothing but a bunch of crooks. But then, if, heaven forbid, the communists win the election and come back to power, they'll be the first to grumble as they sit in the pub over their beer.